So then you moved back to Oklahoma, and you established in 1943 a permanent studio there in Miami.
Up above my father's paint and wallpaper store.
And that's where you began with your family. What were you doing then? What kind of work were you doing in 1943, 44, 45?
I think I was doing lithographs. I got myself on a press and all the equipment necessary and started doing lithographs there in the studio in Miami.
How many prints would you produce of each work?
Maybe sometimes 15. We began to sell, and then I started doing 30. That was probably as many as I printed there until I really got doing well, and then I would do like 100.
You would be selling them there in the Oklahoma area?
Or yeah, well, no,
but I would, in New York City,
I would
too.
I'd be selling them in Chicago, New York, and
you'd be shipping
maybe
them
other places.
Yeah. Galleries would
yeah.
have them on display
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is drawing with a grease crayon on a stone, Bavarian limestone. I couldn't do etching. I didn't like it because I like to work in tones, and the tones were only possible from the stone.
And you began teaching at Oklahoma A&M?
Yes, I started teaching in night school. And it was so successful that people at night school would say, well, Charles, why don't you start teaching classes during the day? The superintendent agreed to that, and so then I started the first art classes in Northeastern Oklahoma A&M College.
Now known as Northeastern State University.
I taught there 15 years.
Well, you influenced a lot of young people, didn't you?
I tried to influence them because I really believe that most students should go to junior college first. And that's what I'm doing with my own grandson now. Yeah, and they should go to junior college and get oriented.
You began doing portraits.
Yes, I did. I would do that because I could draw people. Draw people. And so if anybody came up the studio that I thought had an interesting face, I would say, can I draw your picture? I'll tell you, though, about the Indians, because that's what I've really made a name at. The Indians used to rest over in the places where they would get tickets for the bus station. They would be very bored over in the bus station. They would come over to my studio, which is quite a large place, sit in the hall and comb their hair and put tobacco in their pipe. I thought, what interesting people. And so consequently, I asked one time, could I draw your picture? What would you charge me? And they said, well, 50 cents. I said, I'll draw you. So then I started drawing everybody at 50 cents. And so I did probably 200 of the Indians that live around Miami. Paid them all 50 cents.
Then you were able to sell those to New York and Chicago.
I don't know that I really was selling at that time. I think I just kept them. I might have sold them, but if I sold them, I didn't get any money hardly out of them because I'm just a local kid. Then I began to do things that I could sell. Coronet magazine came out with a full double-page spread of my work. Things like that began to make me famous so that I could get $10 out of a painting. So, you know, unbelievable, I'm sure.
Which would have been back in the 40s.
Yeah.
Did you start getting mail from people and from other parts of the country or New York and Chicago and people had seen your work?
No, I don't think I did. I think I had to promote myself.
Were you a good self-promoter?
Yeah, I think probably. It's funny to me because when I was in New York and I couldn't really get any illustrations from the books and things of that sort. But when I came back to Oklahoma, then I could do the cowboys and so forth because I was a real cowboy artist. And so I stayed in Oklahoma.
Did you ever get discouraged thinking that you couldn't make it as an artist?
Oh, no. I was always too egotistic for that.